Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. This is Dr. Jason A. Rogers, Sr., your spiritual life coach. How are you doing? I hope everyone is having a fantastic, fantastic day. Our today's topic is dealing with why does our love fade over time. I know sometimes you get into a relationship and you can tell what type of relationship it is because you're a start out relationship on cloud nine. Everything inside is going perfect. Everything. Everything is as happy as it can be. You're starting to find out things about a person, and then it starts to take a toll. See, no matter what your situation, it can be totally normal to wonder about why love fades over time and how you can stop it. See, one of the reasons love can fade over time, and it's hard to keep that dopamine buzz going. The dopamine gets us interested in each other. But it's responsible, but it responds only to things that are new and that are possibly rather than real. And see, that's when we get into our relationship. We start to get intrigued, and for some reason, after we stay along with it, the newness of our relationship starts to fall off. See, once you're in a relationship, that dopamine excitement fades and eventually stops. If you're going to stay attached, you'll have to find a reason beyond the dopamine thrill of the new, or what they say, the noon, or the honeymoon is over with. Typically, that's choosing to appreciate your partner in the here and in the now. Choosing to remain an attached partner even once the newness fades. It's also driven by the chemicals, just a different set. See, people might be surprised to know that the chemicals responsible for attaching a human do the same thing in some animal species that mate for life. But even though chemicals drive both passion and companionship, love, it's clearly that choosing to remain with the same person is a choice. You have that choice. Some people say that the relationship ran its course. I don't believe that a relationship can run its course. But what I believe in, I hope you understand, what I believe in is that people stop fighting for love. People don't want to invest in their relationship no more because it's not new or it's not incited. That is one reason why, the same way, like I say, the same way that you get somebody, It's the same way you need to keep them. Start off with butterflies, and you do everything for someone each and every day. And it seems that those so-called butterflies started to die away. Because the person, we started to know the real person than what we think the person supposed to do. Some people say, I only wanted you for physical presence. Some people say that you was only here for a short time. You know, in the Bible of Matthew 24 and 12, it says, what does it mean that the love of many will grow cold? And I want to interject this with our topic. See, Jesus predicted that the love of many who would grow cold as part of his answers to the disciples' question. He said, what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? See, Jesus described the end of the age that would precede his second coming. He said there will be false Christ, wars, strife, and natural disaster. Jesus also warned of the persecution by believers. And he said that love that we have for one another will start to be cold. And taking that and using this in what we're saying about why the love fades, we don't put the effort into making it happen. When we speak about love fading, we actually talking about passion, passion love. It's important to remember that it's only passion love that fades. Companionate love, the kind of love that establishes couples' feelings, generally grows with time. But some people think that once the thrill, the newness thrill, passion and love is gone, the relationship is now over. It doesn't have to be that way. You can keep the love from fading. It's like back in the old days, you had a wood stove. Everyone know that sooner or later, that wood stove will start to cool off. And you'll start to feel a chiller in the air. See, the person who's operating that wood stove knows that sooner or later, if they don't put any wood in that stove, they know that that stove will start to cool down. And things around you will start to freeze, just like someone's heart. But a good house owner knows that one thing he has to do during the wintertime. He has to make sure he goes out there and have an ample supply of chopped wood, that you have an ample supply of love even through the coldest times of your life. You're prepared to ride it. And then he makes sure he stacks that wood up in a nice dry place. And when the fire gets low and that stove tries to go out, they say what he does, he put the iron inside of the wood stove to shake it up a little bit. And as he shake it up, the wood is still lit, starting to erupt again. And the only thing he has to do is to move it a little bit. And as he turns it over and move it, that fire that still unites that wood to come back. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. I said it starts to come back. It starts to use that flame. And while things are hot and they are ready, the house owner takes the wood and slowly put that chopped wood in the fire one at a time. He makes sure that chopped wood is getting close enough to where the wood is burning so it can catch on fire. And once that log catches on fire, he puts another one in the same process. And then he puts another one in. What I'm trying to tell you is that he prepared for the time for when the stove went low. He knew that sooner or later, stove couldn't carry on no more heat unless he put work into it. The stove may came up with a brand new stove, but it can be a brand new stove all at once unless you have something to keep it lit. And if you don't keep it lit, sooner or later, that fire in that brand new stove will start just like your love for one another. It started to go out. And sooner or later, we don't put no work into our relationship. If we let that love fade, that love that you thought you had will turn a nice, wonderful relationship into the most hateful, unappreciated, lame, fighting, aggravation relationship than you ever thought. Because no one prepared for the time that you no longer see the person in that newness anymore. There's things about that person that you come to find out. There's things you start to learn. And the reason why I say people are not in love once again, they don't know how to love each other. Because some people say, you irritate me. Every time I get around, you bother me. You want to be around me too much. You ask yourself, why is that? Why are you having an issue that your partner is trying to prepare you for the winter? We got to learn how to put ourselves through the time that our heart, that our soul starts to fade. And every time your heart starts to fade, what I want you to do, my dear brothers and sisters, I want you to dig deep and you ask yourself this, truly ask yourself this. Have I did everything that I, as a mate, needed to do during night? The flame in my relationship. I want you to ask yourself that. Take the time. Take your time. Take your moment right now. Drop whatever you are doing. Stop it. Ask yourself. If your love, you feel like you don't have love in your relationship, I want you to ask yourself this day, right now, have you done everything that you could do to save your relationship? Have you put the energy in that makes it work? Have you put the time in to make it work? Have you put in what is necessary for your life? Have you put the power in your life? Do you just give up and walk away? Did you give up and turn away? See, the love in our heart fades because we don't want to love no more. We're giving up on love. We're giving up on the person who we claim we love when we first met them. Well, better yet, I tell you one thing else. We wanted a physical relationship, and the only thing we saw in this relationship was physical. We never thought about the hard time we had to go through. We never thought about the difficult time that we had to go through. We never thought a time would come that we must work harder than we are now. We never thought about that. And when a hard time comes, we have an issue. We have a problem doing what we necessarily need to do. We have to change the direction of our life. Oh, yes, we do. We got to change the way that we go on and put some energy into loving the person that means the most to us. Time, I want you to think about it. And I want you to think about it very, very hard. Have you, in all honesty, put in the effort that is necessary to keep your relationship from fading? And if you haven't, that's one of the main reasons why it fails. It's because we don't want to do what is real. We want to get up and get out. If it doesn't work, we'll say that I don't want to. Well, it's not my fault. Or she was too crazy to me. And you forget that same person who you loved many, many, many moons ago is the same person who's trying to love you now. You know one thing about it? I want to go back to biblical teaching for a minute. You know, Christ's love for us will never grow cold. Because he loves us so much, he will keep on loving us regardless. Think about that for a moment. No matter what we do, he'll keep on loving us. If he takes the time out and love us when we are doing wrong things, when we are having issues. And love us regardless of that. You should be able to love your mate like you once loved him or her when you first met her. Your relationship is not like a new pair of shoes. You got them because they're the thing right now. They're the favorite right now. They're what's popping, what's going on right now. But sooner or later, that trend starts to fall down. That trend that we have starts to fall apart. We don't have that anymore. We can't deal with that anymore because we didn't put the effort in to make us love the person who wants to love us. I want you to sit there and think about it for a moment. Have you put the work in to make your relationship stronger? The relationship died is because we don't breathe life into our relationship. Think about it. If we're not going to put effort into our relationship, sooner or later, our relationship that we have is not going to be able to breathe on its own. So when you seen that person that wanted to turn your head and you went goo-goo eyes over it, that's the same person that you're having right now. If you can look beyond the physical parts of it, because a lot of us look at our partner for a physical situation. And when that physical situation is not there, we don't want anyone else anymore. We don't want them no more because they are not as we seek to be loving or pretty or handsome. We based our relationship at that time on the physical description of a woman. Instead of the heart, love fades because we don't put the effort in. We don't love them like we used to love. We don't care like we used to care. We throw our hands up and walk away before we even want to give a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to bring them back to life. And I ask you this, my dear brothers and sisters. How much time, how much effort put in your relationship to love again? You can point out all kinds of problems, but how much have you put in to love again? Are you able to love somebody like you used to love them? I would say this, and this is one of my pet peeves. I'm going to say, if you put that much effort into loving your partner, that you put into sneaking around on them with your sneaky leaks, your side piece, however you may call them, if you put that much effort into it, that your relationship wouldn't be hurting for love. You'll break your neck. Go around and see your side piece, your sneaky leak, or anybody else that you're cheating with. You will break your neck to make them happy. You'll break your neck to make them feel good. And the person at home, you put that much energy. I guarantee you this. If you put that much energy into your partner that's living in your house, who wants to regain your relationship, who wants to love you once again, who wants to smile with you, who wants to be seen walking with you, who have forgave you, who wants you near them, you'll see that relationship that once was dead, it started to breathe again. And the heart starts to beat. That newness plays a hard on us because it's not new again. I was once told this. The person said, this situation is like a new toy. Eventually, I'm going to get tired of playing with my new toy, and then I'm going to come back home. So you're telling me that your home is old news. You need something new and entertaining. But when you get finished with playing out there, playing hopscotch, volleyball, basketball, whatever you're doing out there, you think it's right for you to come on back home where it's safe and secure at. With someone who's loving you, someone who's caring about you, someone who want to be with you, someone who stood up to you through thick and thin, who love you like nobody else can love you. Love fades because it's not new anymore, or we don't want it to be new. The person can say, hey, let's start doing stuff to put fire back in our relationship. Because once the fire goes out, the relationship goes out. I don't care what nobody tells you. The person may be in your home. They may be beside you. They may be telling you they love you, but they're just a shell. Because they forget how to love. You got to stop the love from fading your relationship by looking at your partner as they is in the relationship and that you love them. Put the same fire and desire that you had when you first met her. The person not dressing to a toe, or the person is not the same way they used to be. Motivate them and let them know who they really are. Maybe they got so sad and depressed that you don't want them that they lost their way. Love fades because people don't care about us anymore. Or they never loved you in the first place. If you're going to love, you got to overcome these obstacles and try to have a new beginning every day. Find something to do every day to appreciate one another. And start building it from your heart with nothing but pure love or personitude. This is Dr. Jason A. Rogers, Sr. Thank you for tuning in with me, Life Coaching. Join me again Monday. We'll come Monday and Friday. Take care and keep a wonderful, strong smile on your face. And remember, reestablish your relationship. It's up to you.